It's hard to find anyone around Capitol Square who doesn't think the current process for redistricting doesn't need to be tweaked or even completely overhauled. The system in place now allows the party in charge of leadership at the State House when the lines are drawn control of the process so the lines can be created in a way that benefits them. Republican Secretary of State John Husted is among those who want to change the redistricting process.
The districts are sprawling, gerrymandering behemoths in many cases that go all the way from Toledo to Cleveland, and nobody really believes, who's fair-minded, that this is a good process. You look at how broken Washington is, you can blame it in part on the fact that you have gerrymandered districts where people appeal to the political right and the political left, and then send everybody off to Washington and say, hey, now let's all get along. Well, the incentives are broken.
Husted has advocated for legislation to change the process for years, even sponsoring his own. The latest plan he's advocating to the commission would include a 7-member board, the governor, auditor, and secretary of state, 2 Democrats from the legislature and 2 Republicans from the legislature. 5 of those board members would have to agree to any plan, and that approval must be bipartisan. So it must include at least 1 vote from a member of the minority party. Some Democrats on the panel want this plan to require 2 votes instead of 1 from the minority party. Richard Gunther, a political science professor at Ohio State University, agrees on that point. He's testified before the Constitutional Modernization Commission, saying requiring 2 minority members to approve a redistricting plan would make it harder for the majority party to focus on a deal to entice 1 minority member. He says something must be done and adds Ohio's current redistricting method is grotesque in terms of representing the preference of voters.
In the last congressional elections, we had 52% casting ballots in favor of Republican candidates, but Republicans received 75% of the seats. That's just unfair. That's not what the voters had in mind.
But one person who was invited to testify before the commission disagrees major changes need to be made. In fact, Tom Brunel, a political science professor from the University of Texas in Dallas, says competitions in districts may be overrated. He testified that when a district is competitive between the 2 major parties, that automatically means nearly half of the voters will feel they're not being represented because their candidate lost.
Was the benefit of having this competitive election, does that offset all of these other costs of having all of these voters not well represented in the assembly or in Congress? In my mind, they don't.
Brunel says the ideal district is one in which the vast majority of voters think alike in terms of ideology. He says competitive districts don't lead to more bipartisanship. Gunther, on the other hand, thinks competitiveness should be a key consideration, but he doesn't think the partisans on the panel are likely to push for it. Husted's proposal on redistricting changes is the only one so far, and he believes the panel is coming close to an agreement. And once the commission passes a proposal, the legislature would have to pass it, perhaps later this year. After that, it would go before voters next fall in 2015. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.